to deliver a message to the working people of Iowa. For too long, your voices have been silenced by a Republican governor and legislature bought and paid for by corporations, by watered-down centrist policies that settle for too little and leave too many out, and by politicians who tell you they know what you need instead of listening to what you do need. To the men and women that I've met across Iowa who've told me they've been left out, to the young people who think no one is listening, tonight we're here to say loud and clear, we hear you. To the 331,000 low-wage workers who desperately need a raise, we hear you. We will fight for a $15 minimum wage, and fast. We'll get there in 3 years and index to inflation moving forward. To the 28 million Americans who have no health insurance, millions more who are underinsured and can't get the care that they need when they need it, we hear you. We will fight for Medicare for all. Healthcare is a fundamental right, not a luxury for the wealthy. As an intensive care nurse, I believe this in my heart. We will build support for universal single payer in all 99 counties. And if the politicians out in Washington, D.C. don't do the right thing, then we'll work to pass a universal single-payer plan here, right in Iowa, to cover every single Iowan. Because it's the only way to ensure that every Iowan gets the care they need, which includes access to mental and reproductive health services. Everybody in, nobody out. Iowa can lead the way. And if you're a parent worried about Iowa's commitment to public schools, or a teacher struggling on a paycheck that's too small, we hear you. We will demand a major investment to truly make public education our top priority again. No more lip service. We will call on the legislature to increase school funding by 6% over current budget levels. Because we want to invest in STEM education, relieve overcrowding, and increase teacher pay. And I hope the Iowa legislature listens carefully, because as governor, I will veto any budget less than 4% increase in K-12 funding. And to the 15,000 Iowans who lost their health care because Terry Branstad and Kim Reynolds defunded Planned Parenthood, we hear you. We'll fight to reopen every clinic they shut down and give you the reproductive health care you need. To Iowans whose land is being swallowed up and poisoned by corporate agriculture, we hear you. For years, factory farms have polluted our lakes, rivers, and streams. They fouled over 750 waterways with their toxic chemicals, waste, and fertilizer. It's time for a governor who will stay out of the pocket of corporate farms and protect our water. We need a moratorium on all new and expanded factory farms until Big Ag cleans up the mess they made. My fellow Iowans, it's time to rise up and be counted, to build a bold, progressive future. I'm running for governor to be your voice. So your demand for change carries from this room and echoes through all 99 counties. So it rattles the windows in the corporate suites rumbles through each chamber of the State House and roars into the governor's mansion. A thundering wake-up call. Iowa working families, brothers and sisters, my fellow Iowans, we hear you. I'm Kathy Glosson. I'd be honored to serve as your governor. Thank you, Iowa Democrats. Thanks for all you do.